NPR's business news starts with an IPO for Dunkin' Donuts. All right, Dunkin' Donuts goes public today, part of the chain's plan to sell more donuts and coffee in more parts of the country. Kurt Nickisch has more from member station WBUR in Boston.
Dunkin' Donuts stores in New York City and Boston are as common as bad drivers here.
They serve a very good quality coffee in a very unpretentious way.
That's consultant Darren Tristano from the firm Technomic. He says people think of Dunkin' as a donut chain, but it actually makes most of its money selling coffee and other drinks. That makes Seattle-based Starbucks Dunkin's main competitor.
I don't like Starbucks.
That's loyal Dunkin' customer Joe Fine sipping coffee at one of the donut shops in Boston. No Wi-Fi in the place, no hip music either, but Fine doesn't care.
Doesn't have a lot of atmosphere, but I normally don't sit in one. I normally get it to go.
Dunkin' wants to take its basic blue-collar style to more parts of the country. Just listen to its TV commercials.
Anyone can be a hero with a new Captain America Cherry Coulada from Dunkin'. Get yours for a limited time only. America runs on Dunkin'.
Well, not yet. Right now, Dunkin' has just one store for every million people in the western part of the U.S. But with money from its IPO, Dunkin' plans to invest more in marketing and new franchises. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.